Westlock, for Village of Clyde councillors, this past year has been filled with successes and learning opportunities. In a year-end interview, Mayor Caris Aguirre said while 2022 has been a learning curve for the first-time councillors, including herself, they have proven to be a team focused on serving village residents and shared some highlights including the spring by-election, the return of several community events and the inaugural Treaty 6 flag raising in June. We were able to complete our team of five on council throughout the year with our by-election and we now have a full team. That's been really good just getting to know one another as well as how we work together on the council, said Aguirre. Coming out of the pandemic, it was a bit of a revival for the community because we hadn't been able to have some of our community events for quite a while. Events including the Treaty 6 flag raising, summer solstice and the Village of Clyde Christmas event, welcomed people who were excited to be together in person again, she noted. Raising the Treaty 6 flag on June 21, I feel like it was significant, especially for those who are First Nation peoples. They have shared our land with us for generations and we want to acknowledge that and to show that we really appreciate it and we honor that partnership, that treaty that was made together so long ago. It really was an honor to be a part of that, explained Aguirre, adding that 2022 was also an exciting year on a personal note. Personally, I was on pins and needles if I could be there because I was about to give birth to my daughter. I'm so glad she held on for a few extra days so I could be there to raise the flag in person, she said of daughter Azalee, who she gave birth to on June 25. Another highlight for the village was the development of a new frisbee golf course, southeast of the curling complex, which is scheduled to open in May 2023. We've already had people using it and it's a fun thing to be able to have and offer not only our community but whoever in the region would like to come and play frisbee golf, said Aguirre. We're definitely looking forward to our grand opening for that. It's something that we completed but the process of research had been started by the previous council. Going into 2023, Aguirre said they want to continue promoting the village and its positive qualities and what it has to offer. Aguirre referenced a couple of different seasons the village has experienced in recent years, including the completion of the viability plan, 2016, and noted that rebuilding community and re-establishing that focus, post-pandemic, is a priority in 2023. Part of that, promotion, is a video that we are working on so that will be coming out in the new year, and we're really excited about that, she said. As a council, we are going to be working together to create a focus of where we're going in this next season. Christine Jean, Town and Country Today.com.